AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. One Ukrainian said it's the worst sunrise of their life. Russia has been launching wide-ranging attacks in Ukraine. The Ukrainian government is calling it a full-scale war. Shells were dropped in Anna Dovnya's neighborhood in Kyiv. She says, I just came from home now to see what happened here. Of course, it is terrifying for all of us. We have lost all faith. Ukraine's president says Russian forces are now trying to seize the Chernobyl nuclear plant. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg was asked, what happens next?
We have made it clear that we don't have any plans and any intention of deploying NATO troops to Ukraine. What we have made clear is that we have already increased and we are increasing the presence of NATO troops in the eastern part of the alliance on NATO territory.
Russian President Vladimir Putin threatened any foreign country attempting to interfere with consequences you have never seen. While some nervous Europeans speculated about a possible new world war, the U.S. and NATO partners have so far shown no indication they would join in a war against Russia. The government says fourth quarter economic growth was better than originally estimated. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The U.S. economy ended 2021 expanding at a brisk 7% annual pace. For the year, the gross domestic product grew 5.7%. That was the fastest calendar year growth since 1984. So far this year, though, the outlook for the economy has dimmed considerably. Accelerating inflation, higher borrowing rates, anxious financial markets, and Russia's attack on Ukraine darkening the picture. The International Monetary Fund estimates U.S. economic growth will slow to 4% this year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Tensions in Ukraine have stocks lower. The Food and Drug Administration permanently removed a major obstacle for women seeking abortion pills, eliminating a long-standing requirement they pick up the medication in person. This is AP News. The husband of a cinematographer shot and killed on the set of the film Rust says it's absurd. Alec Baldwin believes he is not to blame. Baldwin told ABC News in December he was pointing the gun at Helena Hutchins at her instruction on the set when it went off without pulling the trigger. Hutchins' husband Matt's response...
Just so angry to see him talk about her death so publicly in such a detailed way and then... to not accept any responsibility.
Baldwin, one of the film's producers, said someone is responsible, but it's not him.
Almost sounds like he was the victim.
On NBC's Today Show, Hutchins says gun safety wasn't the only problem on the set of Rust.
There were a number of industry standards that were not practiced, and there's multiple responsible parties.
Hutchins and his 9-year-old son are the plaintiffs in a wrongful death lawsuit filed last week that names Baldwin, the film's producers, and others as defendants. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.